To understand Measure 302, which is an attempt to overturn the City Council's decision to annex a property in South Boulder, known as CU Boulder South, you need some background. The controversy started in the mid-90s when the 308 acres of land went up for sale. The City of Boulder wanted to buy the land and turn it into open space. CU squashed those plans when they put in an offer $11 million above the city's. CU bought the land and then began steps to develop a southern campus. But because the land is outside of city limits, it means without the city's help, the area doesn't have access to city utilities like water, sewage, electricity, or trash removal. Annexing the land makes it part of Boulder and gives CU access to the utilities it needs to develop. For years, CU asked the city for the annexation, and the city refused. Shay Castle is the founder and reporter of Boulder Beats. She says it wasn't until the flood of 2013, when a torrential storm dumped a year's worth of rain onto the city in 8 days, that the city started to consider annexing the area.
This area, as we know, flooded in 2013 very badly. 36 was overtopped and cutting off access. The South Boulder was flooded a lot by South Boulder Creek, which runs through there. But prior to that, there had been a study for South Boulder Creek where it would be best to do flood control to prevent flooding. That wasn't finished until after the 2013 flood. And the best answer was this site, the CU South site that the university has owned since the 90s.
The study found that mitigation in this area was the city's best shot at preventing flood damage. Building flood mitigation in this area could help protect more than 2,300 residents who live downstream. This includes Fraser Meadows, an old folks' home that was hit especially hard. Susie Adjutin was on the city council during the floods.
And the water coming in there was knee and thigh deep. And people had to be evacuated by being carried out. And it was a very scary and difficult situation, one we don't want to repeat.
Adjutin says the flood and the report's findings felt like a wake-up call for city officials.
The need for flood protection for the part of our community, the section of East Boulder, over several thousand people, has been serious for many, many years, actually decades. And we have yet to achieve the kind of flood mitigation or flood protection that we know we need.
The city began crafting an annexation agreement in 2015. Again, Shay Castle.
So there have been formal steps along the way, such as changing the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan for the land use map and creating an agreement called the Guiding Principles with CU, also adopted in 2017. And then was the process of selecting the flood design. And then it was the process of how do we negotiate with CU? Because as a state entity, we can't force them to agree to a lot of stuff on annexation, which we normally could do. So basically everything we want them to agree to has to be done by the time we agree to annex them. And that really has been the last 2+ years that we've been working on that. So that's the background.
Fast forward to present day, the annexation agreement is getting more pushback. Residents who live near the CU South campus and slow growth groups like Plan Boulder have created Measure 302 to potentially stop the annexation on the ballot this November. Harlan Savage has lived near the CU campus site for years. She says the city isn't considering how developing the land would impact the neighbors.
One of the things that people are very concerned about is what's going to happen to traffic in South Boulder. And Table Mesa is already very congested. And they are talking about adding 7,000 more car trips per day. It's going to be gridlock.
Beyond traffic, Savage says the CU South campus, which sits to the south of Highway 36, is the first thing people see when they drive into Boulder. And developing on this land has irreversible consequences.
This area is so important. One, it's the gateway to Boulder. We have spectacular mountain views. There's open space that's owned by the county and the city there as well. So you just get this unobstructed view that everyone loves, that's iconic in Boulder. And keep in mind that open space is paid for by the citizens. And people in Boulder love their old open space. And this is potentially going to destroy some of that as well.
Steve Tulene, who is the president of the Southeast Boulder Neighborhood Association, says while the city's flood prevention might prevent flooding in the Fraser Meadows neighborhood, it would increase flooding in others.
That one reason our neighborhood is so concerned about CU South is because when they back up all that water and whatever, this has potential to actually make our flooding worse because we're on the other side of the flood wall. But we're on the side and have all the ditches and drainage that that detention pond has to drain into.
Shay Castle of Boulder Beat says the argument that the city would put another neighborhood at risk in order to mitigate flooding elsewhere doesn't track.
That's just not how flood control works. There are a couple conditions of doing flood protection there, which is that it can't make things worse for any other waterway. I'll say that. Like, so if the city does flood control here, it can't worsen flooding conditions on another waterway. That's pretty standard for any flood control. And I think that framing of like Fraser Meadows versus the other neighbors is one that's not really accurate.
Shay says the Yes on 302 campaign is more about not wanting development than anything else. Plan Boulder is backing the 302 campaign. The group got its start in the 50s with historic legislation to preserve open space by limiting development in Boulder.
And I think this is a really good lesson for anyone looking at any contentious issue is who's involved. You have to look at who they are and what their motivation is to properly assess the arguments that they're making. And I think, you know, from the city, they have a very strong argument that they need to provide life safety, flood protection for the citizens and for those opposed. It's always been about growth and development, and that's fine. But I think where we get into trouble is when they try to pretend it's about something else, and it really never has been.
Either way, stopping the annexation is an uphill battle for the 302 campaign. In order to stop or change the annexation agreement, Yes on 302 would need to win November's vote to put the decision on next November's ballot. Then they would need to win that next year's vote. However, even if they win both votes, if they don't submit a referendum to overturn the City Council's September approval, the new legislation won't make a difference. In order to have any chance at changing or stopping the annexation agreement, they will need to pass a referendum, which requires gathering 3,000 signatures and is due next week. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.